News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Hoping you got everything you want for Christmas, President Obama and the First Lady spent some time welcoming troops back home. They were at Hawaii speaking at a naval base there. The president also said that he called 10 servicemen and women and their families, wishing them happy holidays.
I had the opportunity of calling 10 folks who were in Afghanistan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and it was just a sampling of the incredible sacrifices that all of you and your families make every single day.
For some, Christmas without electricity. Power outages reported for hundreds of thousands from Michigan to Maine. Utility crews have had a working holiday trying to restore power to homes and businesses, mostly because of snow and ice. The power has been out for large chunks of southern Michigan, but the reports from there are that progress is being made. The Lincoln County Humane Society has been overwhelmed with adoption papers for the 56 puppies surrendered to them last weekend. A couple that had been breeding dogs was evicted from a home they'd been renting on Highway J. They surrendered the animals voluntarily, and no criminal charges will be filed. They had been working with the sheriff's department to try and get a kennel license. So far, more than 300 people have filled out adoption applications. The shelter says it'll be a few more days before the first adoptions can take place. The animals have to be checked by a veterinarian, and they also need to be spayed or neutered. An early Christmas fire in Clark County. A home is destroyed there. Firefighters from Owen, Withy, Abbotsford, and Dorchester responded to the alarm on Pelsdorf Avenue around 2 a.m. A couple living there escaped safely, but their home was a total loss. They're getting assistance from the Red Cross. The cause of the fire hasn't been determined. It took a dozen fire departments several hours to put out a massive barn fire in Mequon on Christmas Day. This was reported at 6 a.m. Smoke could still be seen coming from what was left of the 100-year-old barn 12 hours later. 20 dairy cows were evacuated. No injuries to the animals. The cause has not yet been determined. The state legislature will have a session in 2014. They will not have to deal with budget items. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that he would like to tackle Common Core education standards and pass some kind of bill to deal with the rise in heroin cases in Wisconsin. He still says the session should be wrapped up by February, perhaps March.
We come back right away in January. We're going to take some of those issues up that you and I have discussed with the hope to try to make sure that we're done by the end of February, maybe coming back for a day or two in March. But I really want to focus on getting the job done and not just stalling until the end of session, and then a lot of things fall through the cracks.
Voss says additional tax relief is also possible as an agenda item. One unresolved story from 2013 is the issue of an Indian casino at the old Dairyland Greyhound Park. Governor Scott Walker indicating that he may not make a decision till early next year.
And I've got two other tribes, the Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk, who raise very legitimate concerns about the potential revenue loss, which would in turn potentially lead to job loss at those two sites. And so I'm trying to figure out some way to balance the two out.
The latest development is the state has hired a national law firm to review the project that is speculating that a final decision may not come until sometime next fall. Security blogger Brian Krebs believes that he's identified the person selling data from the security breach that hit Target stores after Thanksgiving. On his website, the man who first broke the news of the breach identifies a Ukrainian man as a culprit, alleging that the man is offering card information for $100 each. The New York Times reports that Krebs does not tie this man to the actual security breach, but says he may be the first to try and profit from it. Big day of shopping and returns and exchanges today. Let's see what Mother Nature has in store for us who are out and about. Here's Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Wintry weather continues for this Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy skies with a few flurries or light snow showers, a high of 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 5. On Friday, mostly cloudy and turning quite a bit milder, a high of 26. And that mild trend continues on Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy skies with a high of 31. Then Saturday night, a good chance for some light snow, maybe an inch or two accumulation. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We still have some cloud cover around central Wisconsin, and generally this morning, temperatures are in the upper single numbers to the lower teens. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.